Here's the latest local sports news on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good evening, I'm Kelly Eichhorn. The SEC Women's Tennis Tournament is underway today in Mississippi. Florida has the third seed in the tournament and earned a bye for the first two rounds. Gator head coach Roland Thornqvist says he's confident in his team's chances in the tournament, but knows his players still have things they need to work on.
It's been a lot of fun to see them grow and develop. Obviously, we can still get better. I didn't think we played great in doubles. Doubles is an area we can still improve on, but we have seen improvement there in the last month or so, and I'm happy about that.
Florida will play Friday night at 6. Switching from the hard court to the diamond, the Florida Gator baseball team is now 20-18 in the season after beating Florida Gulf Coast 5-3 last night. The team now heads to Missouri for the first time to take on the Tigers. Gator head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says his goal is just to keep on winning.
Get on the plane on Thursday morning, head up there and practice Thursday night, and hand the ball to Jonathan and you know, continue this win streak.
First pitch for Friday is set for 7. And finally, the Gators softball team is currently in Tallahassee to take on in-state rival Florida State. The last time these two teams met, Florida grabbed a 7-3 win at home thanks to sophomore Brianna Little's walk-off grand slam. UF head coach Tim Moulton says he knows the players are getting tired but wants to keep up the strong relationship.
Starting to get a little fatigued, and we know that, so we've backed off our players in certain ways. But just trying to keep them to keep playing sharp, keep up the communication. I think when you get to these situations and these kind of end-of-the-year runs, you want to really make sure that your team understands what it took to get here.
Currently, the score is Gators 2, Noles 0 in the bottom of the second. More cheap seats coming up for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. Well, Kyle, you know, this might be a reach, but I think the Jags, I think they need a quarterback, and I think they should choose Geno Smith. But if not that, I'm thinking defensive end, you know, maybe Barcavius Mingo, so we'll just have to wait and find out.
The new ESPN 850-900.